Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. Just $14.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. I'm Kat Cullen. Susie Lyon is online, though, with all the things that you need to know about mainly the little screen again. Susie, are you ready to talk about TV?
G'day, Kat. I sure am. There's lots of very fun things coming up, so I've got some good ones for you. Let me start with something on Netflix. We've got a documentary. This one's called Biggie, I Got a Story to Tell. Exclusively produced by his mother, it shows a side of Notorious B.I.G. that we didn't see while he was alive, the side only his family and friends saw when he was Christopher Wallace and before he rose to prominence in the hip-hop world. This is the first documentary that focuses purely on his life rather than his death.
Nice.
And the family has given access to their memories, making it an emotional and personal journey through the eyes of those who loved him most.
Let's have a quick listen to this one, all about the Notorious B.I.G.
My son was a very smart kid.
He was already writing since elementary.
I was initially trying to groom Chris to be a jazz artist because he was so talented.
He was like, I gotta get us off the streets.
I'm just trying to rip the hardest rhymes.
So apparently, Biggie was selling drugs on the streets before he was a teenager, a man with so much talent, and yet, I don't know, just had different lives, different sides to him.
Yeah, it's definitely a hard life that he grew up in. He was selling drugs by the age of 12 and he was rapping on the streets as well. So he was very, very well known in the area that he lived as a very intelligent and smart rapper and music writer.
Actually, one of the little snippets from the trailer that I didn't manage to include there was just somebody saying most of the time when he fell into doing the wrong thing, it was out of the need of trying to provide.
Absolutely. He had a family from a pretty young age, so his motivation was to provide for his children and for his partner. So that is a reason that that he did a lot of the things he did, including become that big name in the hip-hop world. So his first demo was used under the name Biggie Smalls, and it caught the eye from Sean Combs, Puffy Combs. He's gone through a few different names himself. And it was his signing Biggie to his record label that saw him go from rapping on the streets to gold within 2 months, and then platinum double within a year.
Nice. All right. That one is out as of the 1st of March. There we go. It's out. You can go and enjoy it. That one's on Netflix. Next, let's look at something that we can go over and watch on Sky Show. Excited about this. If you have, I don't know, many, many hours that you would like to spend watching television.
This is not short. You're absolutely right, Kat. This is the Lord of the Rings trilogy coming out on Sky. This is such a big deal because the Lord of the Rings trilogy was so massive when it first came out, and we had to wait back then. We had to wait for the first and the second and the third. So it's a really big deal that we can sit down and we can watch all of them.
If you are wondering how much time you will have to put aside of this, The Fellowship of the Ring is 3.4 hours, The Two Towers is 3.7 hours, and The Return of the King is 4.1 hours. It's a total of 11.2 hours of your watching time. Get ready for this marathon. Now, if you've been, I don't know, living in a hole, much like Frodo, and you don't know what the story is, can you give us a little overview? Or let's just say perhaps it's more of a reminder.
Yeah, here's a reminder. So it's set in Middle Earth. We follow Frodo as he embarks on a mission to destroy the One Ring. Destroying the ring will also ensure the destruction of its maker, Sauron.
Baddie.
Frodo isn't alone. He has the Fellowship to help him along the way. But when they split up, Frodo and his friend Sam continue their journey with Gollum. We also see Aragorn, heir to the throne of Gondor, unite with Legolas, Gimli, Boromir, Merry, Pippin, and Gandalf in order to distract Sauron with the War of the Ring in an effort to aid Frodo on his quest to destroy the ring.
Okay, let's just listen to a little bit of it just to remind ourselves.
Legend tells of a ring created by an ancient evil that gave its wearer the power to enslave the world. This is the One Ring, forged by the Dark Lord Sauron.
Precious.
one had a budget of $281 million, which is such a massive amount. But all three films were actually filmed in just over 1 year, and all three films were shot in the director's, Peter Jackson's, homeland of New Zealand. It kind of got put on the map at that time. I remember it was a big deal, someone who grew up in Australia, that New Zealand was getting such recognition around the world.
You might be thinking, this movie has been out for a while. This is actually the first time that the extended version of the Lord of the Rings movies will be available on Sky Show.
As I was rewatching some of those trailers, Kat, the graphics in these films are amazing. They still stand up to the test of time, and it looks really, really fun to be able to rewatch this.
So there we go. It's all on Sky Show. It's available now this week. Susie, thanks very much for telling us what we can catch. So that would be Biggie, I Got a Story to Tell on Netflix. Also the full Lord of the Rings trilogy on Sky Show. Thank you. I'll look forward to catching up with you next week for Big Screen, Little Screen.
Enjoy the shows.
Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. Just $14.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.